Saying about Archie being autistic, he's the 9-year-old. He's a lad. He's got a scary knowledge for flags. That's his thing. Like, you show him any flag, he'll tell you what it is. Yeah. If you just name him like a colour combination of flags, he'll tell you what they are.
Well,
you say like, oh, what three flags are like, what's the word I'm looking for? Conventionally fucking rectangle.
Yeah.
And he names the three countries and he knows populations. He's fucking scatty.
I've got a cousin who's autistic, a Bosch kid, like proper, like dead intelligent with everything. And he's the same, lad. Like flags and like I remember being in my nan's.
And then they can't wipe their own ass shit, like wiping a 10-year-old.
I haven't been there for that.
Poo, it's horrible.
You should say the bum all looks like the Japan flag. Then he'll.
Yes!
I'm gonna try that.
Free content enjoyers. If you like our content, for free, like scum, and you think we're going to see more content from us, but maybe even different styles of content, head over to patreon.com/ What's Happening Pod. Bowie, what is on the Patreon?
We've got loads on the Patreon. We've got Patreon exclusive episodes that obviously people on the Patreon will only be able to see. We've got early access, so instead of seeing it on a Thursday, you'll see it on a Tuesday. We've got specials on there, and obviously you being a Patreon member, you can guide us on which way we should do our specials, what we should film, what we should do. And even if you don't want to watch the anything on the Patreon anyway, if you just like us in general and you want to support us, like look what the people at Patreon have done for us already. Yep. We've moved studio.
We always like money. And more so when it's £4 a month. Patreon.com/ What's Happening Pod.
See you over there.
Bye. Hello, welcome back. Episode 94 of the What's Happening Podcast. Happy New Year. I mean, this is going to be a couple of weeks into the new year, but this is our first recording after the new year. If you're wondering, why is Bobby so tanned?
He's been to Florida.
Yeah, it's very sunny there, isn't it?
Very hot. Bobby is currently away with his family, having a great time in Florida, like the selfish man he is. So we've got Callum Oakley filling in for him today.
Yes.
We've got our producer Ben on the couch with us today. Thought we'd give him some screen time, show you all his wonderful forehead. It really is a sight to behold. But it's a bit of a mix and match episode today. We've got a few different people in the studio. We're still going to have a laugh as we always do. So let's not waste any time. First thing I want to talk about, an active shooter.
The flip-flop fucking man in the shop, lad. That was sick.
You know what? Before we go any further, should we leave that for the Patreon just to be safe?
I'll leave it to at least like 40 minutes. I want to open with it.
Nah. So with the echo?
I'll open with it. To be fair, the echo have posted it. They beat us to it.
The guard's been posting about it. Loads of people have been posting about it.
I don't think he killed anybody, did he?
No, he hasn't. I don't know.
Bit embarrassing though, isn't it? Yeah. If you're going in public with a machine gun and you haven't hit one person.
But I've seen the video. Have you seen any of the videos of it?
I've seen a picture of him stood in the shop.
The CCTV.
With a pair of flip-flops on, lad. Like.
Wow. The CCTV on the echo of him in the shop and he fucking lets a round go.
Shoots a pack of crisps.
Yeah, and he's just in his flip-flops and goes,
damn. Like, but the thing is, though, it's like, Merseyside police, right? They wonder why people don't respect them, but they're getting outwitted by a man in flip-flops. They didn't catch him until the next morning.
Lad, he was just sat there watching the new fucking movies and all that.
I don't know if there was any reason for it. I don't know if he had if it was like a side quest. I don't know if he had there was a reason behind what he did.
Apparently, it was because we didn't record last week. He was fuming.
It was Christmas. Yeah. I always find it mad when something like that happens, because you know when you see the face and someone will send it into the group chat, like, oh, there's someone out and about with the gun, and you're like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
And then you see a video of him in a shop and a pair of sliders spraying the space
lasers
up.
But isn't it different, like, fucking UK to America? Like, when there's an active shooter in the States, like, there's fucking a body
count. They get active.
Yeah. There's a body count, lad, you know what I mean?
They wear proper shoes as well.
Yeah.
He's coming quick.
Ours are in little fucking Havanas or whatever they're called.
Birkenstocks.
Lad, it's hilarious. You know, I get it. It's funny, lad.
I'd just like to clarify, it's not funny. There was an active shooter in the city, but I'm not saying I'm ever going to do it. But if I do one day decide to leave my house with an assault rifle and I'm going to go out and let shots off, I'm at least.
No socks,
lad. You can't really wear
little thong ones and that as well. Yeah. Not even sliders.
I just, I don't know. I'd love to know what happened before it to make him
have his toes out.
Yeah, his toes out.
I'd be well self conscious. The CCTV, my toes going by.
Stop looking at my feet.
Because I don't live around here and everyone's like back more. Like, there's nothing going on there. I've got a phone call at 6 o'clock from my mum saying, are you okay? Are you okay? You're near the shooting.
Yeah, so. he was about 8 miles away. Like, stop ringing me.
To be fair, though, like, it's quite common in America to have guns. So for someone to have a gun in Liverpool, they must be either a bit of a red or just a fucking lunatic. So I'm surprised no one's been hurt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But apparently he ran into him.
He didn't run anywhere in that
right. He flopped somewhere.
Apparently he flipped and he flopped. Someone was like, I've heard he was in a really bad place. I was like, he was on the East Lancs.
Yeah. It was bad.
He wasn't a bad place, he was in the showcase.
It was free. But that shop he shoots up like four doors down from Nabsy's, and I lived there. I thought my baby was going, you could have got shot. I was like, I couldn't have.
Ringing the Nabsy, he's all right. He's all right.
You see Gary in the background, pure snacks.
Gary's running in amongst the commotion, just making his way out with all the multi packs.
Lad, just fucking throw red salt in his eyes.
Gun! Nah, it's just mad.
What would you do, lad, if you were like fucking in the shop and a shooter turned up? What would you do?
Offer to suck his dick. Straight away. Try and scare him. Then I'll suck your dick. Put him on the back foot.
Like, Danny, he's not the one with the gun.
Bring him in as well. Get your barrel out, lad. I'm sure it.
Just a spud gun.
I don't know. I'd like to say I'd like be like not asked, but thinking about it, if I'm just in, like, if I just go in the shop to just get a drink and some crisps, and someone comes in with the banana clip, fucking what's going on? I know for a fact, like, I am crying and pleading for my life instantly.
Lad, yeah, I'm doing nothing. Like, I go to Nando's with my bird, fume about the food being terrible to my bird, and when the waitress comes over, I go, yeah, everything's fine. Yeah. I'm not saying nothing to my shoes. Do you know what I mean?
Man, it's right, okay, yeah. What do you reckon the worst situation you could be in for somebody to burst in with a gun would be?
On the toilet.
I think there's worse.
On the vinegar strokes, having a wank.
Yeah. I think it could be the last vinegar strokes.
Yeah, the vinegar strokes is the point of no return where you physically can't stop.
No, you're like the last five when you're like...
You're going and then you just start going...
Right, okay. Do you reckon that's because it would be embarrassing for you?
Be more embarrassing for him. Where the shooter's like... But why are you watching?
Yeah, but it's like you're not seeing me at like my best. But do you know what I mean? Like, if someone's going to come through the door, I want to see like a full load.
You'll be coming through the door as well.
I'm shooting at them.
Ropes are coming. Have you ever... Have you ever had a tug and like fucking
loud
went to finish?
No.
And nothing come out?
When I was a little kid. you know when you're like 11, me and Bobby were speaking about this in the other week, and you feel like you come, but
how do you work, Bobby?
I call it the musket reload, like that.
musket.
Yeah, funny, but not like, like, nah, I've never really had a wank and then come and then Coach not wanks. Come. Yeah. Like, other than like obviously like when you're like 11 and you have a wank and like you're having quite a bit. I mean, to be fair, you've got Indian heritage, you probably have puberty at about 9.
Yeah, we're born with beers.
Is Luke Little a fucking Indian? Because he was born like that with any big fucking.
Lad, he's a mad kid.
He's not
he?
16, him, lad.
No, he's not. Lad. Have you seen Wolfie off the In Between us in the garage? Like, yeah. Wolfie. He's like, you're 17.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
I mean, I was gutted he didn't win. I'm not really that arsed about that. I've been playing a little bit of that while it's been like, all the talk. I've been throwing a few spears, if you will. But I did watch the final. I was a bit gutted he didn't win. But at the same time, I also don't care.
It's 200 grand though, isn't it?
That's he's 16 and he just won 200 grand. And I'm sure he won 150 grand for winning the semi-final.
Yeah, for getting into the last 16, it was like 50 grand, they went to 100 and then fucking 200.
It was like 300, 400 grand.
Do anything though.
I know.
Like, everyone knows how old he is.
He said, well, I seen something yesterday going, the landlord of his local fuming now that he's found out the game. He's been taking it for 3 years. But he said to him, didn't he, after he won his first match, they were like, what are you going to do? Are you going to celebrate? He was like, have a kebab and... Couple of bottles of Fanta, maybe get some vapes.
You won't even get saved with the vapes now. He's grassed himself up, man. Fucking idiot. I reckon being a professional sportsman of any type's cool, but like, I don't think that is one you're gonna like win the ladies over with. Imagine you're like a footy player or a boxer or something.
The
or,
money
like,
will though.
Yeah, the money will, but the physique might not.
The money's only at the fucking upper echelons, innit? You've got to be winning to earn the money.
Yeah.
Like the bottom of the pylons. Like there was like 64 players entering the tournament. You don't get paid until you fucking reach like the last 30.
Is there that many darts players though?
I mean, there's got to be like, there's
like professional
championships.
Yeah, they all play each other like twice a week.
Yeah.
Well, they're all constantly playing each other.
Yeah. Well, there's different. There's multiple competitions. So, like, they've just released the lineup for the Darts Premier League or whatever it is, in it. And there's 10 players or something. And they used to have a fucking league going. But there's one who lost in the semi final, Ginger Beard fella, right?
Yeah.
Forgot his name. And I seen an interview from he played in the Darts World Cup or he beat a German opponent a few months back. And he went to, in his interview, he was like, you know, fucking 2 World Wars, 1 World Cup, and now the semi-final. I was like,
yeah, that's not the same thing, no, is it? You can't compare that to the semi-final of the actual World Cup, though, can you? Do you know what I mean?
This is my war.
These are my trenches. Horrible, lad. It's just, I feel like darts is the only sport, I think, in the world where you can be a fat cunt and be the best in the world. Even snooker, you've got to be skinny enough to get to the table. I don't think you can consider something a sport if you don't have to be in good shape to be a professional at it.
Bowling.
Chess.
Is that considered a sport, though, or is that a game?
Can you play chess?
I can play. I'm not good at it.
I can't play. You seen that, the world champion, that Magnus fella or whatever, what's his name?
Magnus Carlsen?
Yeah. I've seen a video again today where it's a 3-minute match. You get 3 minutes each door and you've got to click the clicker. He turned up 2.5 minutes late and still fucking smashed the fella's head in it.
There is a way to win a game of chess in 3 moves, but I don't know what to do.
Have you seen the 3
with the board, yeah. Throw darts at
call him a virgin and get off.
Have you seen that video of the 3-year-olds? He goes on this like game show and the host is like, oh, I can't play darts, but this 3-year-old's like a kid genius.
Yeah.
So they bring on like the best darts player in
The chess one, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And he just starts crying. He's
a chess clan master, isn't
he? Talking about kid geniuses, I've seen that kid, the 13-year-old, the first ever known human to clock Tetris.
What do you mean?
What do you mean,
clock Tetris? He beat Tetris. So the only ever thing to beat Tetris is an AI fucking computer, right? Yeah. And he got to like a level 139 on Tetris, and the game just like crashed on him. Was like, we've done got no more levels, lad. You've finished us. This 13-year-old kid, the only person ever to beat Tetris.
It's cool, but like,
is he Asian?
He's not.
No.
Surprisingly.
See, I'm more surprised with that.
Yeah.
It's usually these Asian kids are sick.
And he clocked it while doing a Rubik's Cube with his toes like that.
I think it's cool, but it's like, fucking, go and play with your mates, lad. Do you know what, like?
Go and throw some darts, you dickhead.
Like, no, but like, imagine being 13 and like, I'm the best in the world at Tetris. So I assume he's got a lisp. He's got to have a lisp. But I don't know, it's like, fucking, Go and get some bitches or something.
Get some bitches, Sound, how are you doing at 13 up in Whistler?
No, that's 13. I'm trying to become a professional card player and actor, so let's not bring me into this.
Acting loosely. You were acting to be a card player.
I was more playing card. Shut up, man.
Back
swap seats with Gary.
You want to dartitis?
Yeah.
It's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard. It's like people playing darts and
you're not taking the piss.
No, it's a real thing. They can't release the dart. So there's like people trying to play dart and they just keep holding
sometimes
it.
Sometimes can't even like get it to there. Yeah. They'll just go.
They just can't do
like
it.
Like that. And they just can't do it.
What?
You've
got to be taking the piss
now. No, it's honestly a genuine thing.
Well, they might be taking, I don't know. But I saw it yesterday. They're like, they get there and then just go, nah, can't do it.
Just start freaking
out. I think it's because like.
Is it dart itis or are they just a bit autistic, do you reckon? Is it a sensory thing?
Dartism.
That's
just like
I can smell the colours on the board.
I think it's like a mental block because you don't want to like miss. They can't actually throw that down.
Release it. That's what you have to do. Did you see when he won the world championship last night? Because he's now the world number one. He presented them with the Ballon d'Or. Did you see it?
The Ballon d'Or. Is that a thing?
I'll show you, lad. The Ballon d'Or, lad. I'm not even messing.
The Ballon d'Or. Put a picture of the Ballon d'Or on the screen, by the way, just for everybody watching.
Does Phil the Power Taylor, is he still going?
No, he's done.
Oh, is he retired now? Yeah.
I wonder what the lifespan is of the average darts player.
What was that guy who died recently called, who had a heart attack? He was on MSLEB.
I've just typed in balloon dart.
I reckon about 60. Because they're all drinking from like, they're all playing in pubs, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. So that's what I mean.
There he is getting the Ballon d'Or last night, lad. Look, 2 fucking big gold darts. Lad,
that's fucking chaos. That's not fitting on a shelf, that.
No, it can't. Well, do you know, apparently, when you win the darts World Cup, you don't get to keep the trophy. You've got to take it back the next year. And then if you lose the final and you get knocked out, you can still off you.
That's fair.
You just say, imagine you won the Champions League and then you get knocked out the next year. They're like, is that bad?
They take the Champions, like they take the trophy off you.
No, but you get a replica of it though.
Every five.
Yeah, you get to keep it after five. Yeah, Liverpool's got a real one, Andy. You get a replica of the fucking darts trophy, or do you just go, oh, unlucky lad?
Nah. If you've got to take it back with you every year and like defend that trophy, and then if you lose it, you've just got to go home without it. It's horrible.
I'd cry.
Speaking of, by the way, it's just been Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
Did we all have a nice Christmas?
It was all right.
Did we all have a nice New Year?
It was average. Everyone was sick and
boring now, isn't it? Old year
guy. I've always been a proper miserable cunt around Christmas. Like, proper, like, I see Christmas decorations and I'm like... But like this year, well, last year, just gone, sorry. I was feeling very festive, you know, I was proper getting into it. Like, I made an effort to like be nicer to family members and stuff.
Mm. Why, what are you usually like? You just like slapping Nana at the table?
No, no, Nana. Pasta spinning in the face. Swilling her with the gravy in there.
But I do love Christmas. I have got four kids, so it's different. Like before I had kids, I fell out of love with Christmas. But fucking, I love it now. But in ours, fucking my burden, two of the kids were just badly ill for like from Christmas Eve, well, Christmas night. Yeah. And we went to my mum's Christmas Day and we got off. Like, we're normally there all night. We were home by like 20 to 5.
You're still at the fire Christmas Day, don't I, as well? So you still get the sort of the magic of Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. To an extent, like, they don't fucking believe he brings everything because.
Yeah, but in all
I've got four kids to pay for, right? Yeah. So fucking skint.
Yeah.
So, like, it was when we had three kids. So, like, a family member's got one child and the kid got, like, a PlayStation, a laptop, and a phone for Christmas with loads of other bits. Yeah. And then, like, my kids were like, well, why has Father Christmas only bought me a phone and smaller presents? Why haven't I got the three big ones? And I was like,
you like Father Christmas
doesn't fucking pay for them, you little dickhead. So our kids know that we buy the presents.
We send them the money, makes them.
Father Christmas brings one. He makes and brings one and we buy the rest.
Right, okay. Does he bring the shit one though?
Yeah, I don't give him the credit, lad. He gets a proper little bag along the arse.
Why is Father Christmas just brought me a 4-pint in the middle? Like, hey, we actually need him, I've never put it in the fridge.
Well, that was funny, you know, because we went to... Because my bird works in the hospital now. And we went to see Father Christmas in the foyer before Christmas. And he was like, oh, you know, when I come into yours overnight, he went, I'm not into milk anymore. He was like... I like a
stripe and a can of Stella.
I was waiting for him to say something stupid and he looked at me and he was like, I like juice. And I don't have like fucking pies or anything or cookies. He went, I like chocolate buttons. He went, but I only like to have a couple of them. And then yous can all share them the next day. And what? I was thinking, lad, you're off on one here, lad.
Shut up,
lad. I was like, lad, you could have said better scram because I'm the one who fucking eats it, you know? Mm. Like, you could have said, I only like KFC and I would have been flying because we've got a fucking can of gravy and 4 mini fillet for Santa. And I was flying then, like that. Christmas Eve. Fuming, lad.
Being the father of Christmas in a hospital must be sad, though. Like, imagine getting that gig.
Hi, Father Christmas.
Yeah, like,
I think you should just stay away from this.
Yeah, okay, so whatever.
For Christmas,
cancer free.
Oh, here's a selection box. The best thing to do is a curly whirly. What do you reckon about that?
That is a rough gig, though, isn't it?
It is rough. To be fair, the hospital. I think we need to. He's just being fucking nearly cancelled for that kid.
Lad, fucking, like, even it's funny. I'm a comedian.
How far are we in? Cause I'm not, if we're back, well into episode,
it's just
true,
though, isn't it? Like,
maybe don't clip it, but it'll be fine.
Yeah, we won't clip it. It's okay.
What do you want for Christmas? To be alive?
What do you want for Christmas?
Don't be unrealistic.
Less pain. Well,
more oxygen.
It's like, you know, when like when all footy players go and see kids like in hospital and that.
Can't even give him a one bounce with them.
I remember seeing a picture and it was just some kid and it was so sad, like, you know, like in like a proper rough part of the ward, getting a picture with Voronin.
Imagine you're on your deathbed and Sami Cash walks in, lad. You're like, lad, get out, lad.
Get Tony Hibbert.
Yeah, what are you doing here? Get Keller out of the ward.
Oh my god, imagine that one.
That gig we done the other day was funny, man. First gig back after the new year. I thought it was in Stockport, and it wasn't. It was in a little village called Marple. I didn't even know where I was.
Which gig is it?
Adam Woods.
Oh, the new one in that Amp, not Amped. What's it moved now, isn't it? What's it called?
Maggie's Bar.
Aggie's. Boss little bar, room, because it was the first one back after the new year. Yeah. Like he said, usually, like the it's only a little, it's only a small bar, but he said usually the fucking for cram nice. It in and that, it, like, you know. But with it being the first one back, it was a little bit empty, but there was some fella and his beard sat like, so you're on stage facing that way, right, yeah. And he was, excuse me, I keep burping. He was getting not even like gradually more drunk. It was like he wasn't drunk and then he was pissed within like that. Second. But it was like as soon as the show started, and he was just like, that was it. Because I was first on. And I'm on, and like he's went over like the very few rules of the comedy. Like while someone's on stage, don't talk and stay off your phones. So I'm like literally about 4 minutes into my set, and the stage and goes to his bed, yeah, hey, just a double dead man's finger and coke, please. And he wins. I was like, what are you asking for a bevy while I'm... I was like, just wait 6 minutes. Like that. I was like, you've got 6 minutes to wait. It was horrible.
A fucking weird. There was like some girl on a phone. I was like, oh, what are you doing on your phone? She was like, just got a text about my uncle. I was like, oh, is he all right? She went, nah, he's just died. I was like, right, I'm going to bring an extract on. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Well, it's a selection box.
Yeah. I did that though the other week. That lad on the front row who... Apparently, all his family were dead, right? He was like, my mum, my dad, my brothers and sisters are
take
all dead.
Hint, wouldn't you?
So his beard had mentioned when Tony was on stage that they were all dead. And I just went, who's the one with all the dead family? Because Tony was like, a plane crash or something. And he's like, no, just all died separately. And I went, who's the one with all the dead family? And he was like, me. And I was like, so what do you mean? Like, who's dead? He was like, my mum, my dad, my brother, my sister. And it was just like dead quiet. And I just went, funny that though, isn't it? He was a paedophile. He was 26 and his
was
bed.
He
was 26 and his bed was 18. Right. He was a doorman in town.
That's all. Yeah. That's
and,
on the.
And
that's
she,
on
went,
the
she went. She went. He didn't add me on Snapchat until I turned 18, and I was like, yeah, so how long was he grooming you then, you little fucking thing?
Yeah. I think he was on the door when he was like, I think 20
yeah.
or some shit, and that's when I think he ended up meeting her.
What, when she was 14?
Yeah.
So, like something
weird. Yeah, she started like coming out quite early, yeah. like a teenager into town, and he met her on the doors, but didn't add her on Snapchat till she was 18.
Bollocks.
Yeah. We had
and she was a dominatrix. As well, she ended up being a dominatrix.
What?
Yeah.
See, right, that's mad, because being a dominatrix, like, when I think of a dominatrix, I think of some, like, some proper Pat Butcher of a woman. Like, I don't think of someone... I don't,
ping pong paddles.
Yeah,
ass,
I don't think of someone who's, like, just turned 18 as a dominatrix. That's, like, you haven't even tried to
there's
wear...
two levels. There's, like...
do you know what I mean? Like, you haven't even tried to come out of school and be like, right, okay, what do I want to do? It's, you come straight out of school and went, I'm gonna abuse men sexually for consensual money.
Would you ever go and see a fucking dominatrix?
No, I used to see it. If someone starts slapping me, they're getting a slap back.
I used to see one for a bit, for like 5-6 months.
Like, you were with her in a relationship?
Just seeing her, like, okay. Going to wares and stuff.
Like paying for it, or you?
I thought I was going to sneeze.
Oh, right. I thought he was just so shocked.
I thought he got turned on.
No, I did, but I was also
so you got a vinegar come on me. yeah,
why'd it burn?
like 5-6 months, I'd say. Yeah, but like she would never. She chased me around the flat with a strap on. Like that was like once. She was like,
what
she was like, shout chase
me. Flip flops as well, yeah, though. Yeah. Catch it. She had a big sawn off fucking strap on.
What do you reckon would have happened if she'd caught you?
I wouldn't be here.
He would have been
I'd be in therapy. but like she was dead sound. Like she was cool. She was telling me like all stories that happened where she had like a separate Instagram account.
Okay.
Where like she'll get bookings and stuff.
Yeah, you can't really have that on the same Instagram account.
You can't have like, you know, like strap ons and a picture of you with your niece.
Yeah, you can't. Happy 6th birthday to you. Scroll up one.
Look how big you've got. You're nearly as tall as this fucking strap on.
One of the big squid ones.
Yeah, I like that Amsterdam one. No, just one. And she was saying that there was a lad from her school that found her dominatrix Instagram account.
Okay.
And just started giving her like loads of shit, like just calling like loads of horrible stuff. And
so she went around and bummed them with a strap on and he was asleep.
So she was like replying back and like trying to like shut him down and that, and he kept going. And she was close to telling him that she has pegged his dad. And the dad is into barking like a dog.
Oh my God.
And I said, you should just mess your macko and I heard your dad likes it woof. And I had the phone, I was typing out and she just took it off me like that. And I was like, ah.
That's gold.
But yeah, I mean, but then again, like, you've got to have like sort of
confidentiality with clients.
Yeah, like she was telling me there's quite a few where like they're quite like high up. Like people,
yeah, like businessmen, like you're like solicitors and fucking judges and. Yeah.
Well, I watched a little documentary about dominatrixes, and one of them said like her main client base is like fellas who like in their day jobs are like quite high power jobs, and they said like because they're constantly in a position of power all the time, sometimes they like to like sort of flip the switch a little bit, and then have that like she said like some people get off on that.
Well, people, not it's not sexual now, but I know a lad I used to work with. It was a doorman for a firm in town. And his head doorman on one of the bars was this tiny fella, dead stocky, but he was a partner at a massive law firm in the town. He was fucking Bruce Deed, but he just worked Friday, Saturday night on the doors just to get his anger out, and he just fucking bladdered people all the time. He said the amount of times we had to pull him off people because he was just smaller, like little man syndrome, and he just started battering fellas every fucking Friday and Saturday night just to get his little kick.
That's like, crazy. That's serious.
That's a serial killer in the making, isn't it, man?
I wonder, like, do you reckon you could be a doorman? Do you reckon you could be a bouncer?
Nah. You? Or was it in general?
Just in general. Like the four, let's say like the four of us, could you reckon we could
if it kicked off? He's like, that's what you're doing.
That's your bango and you're not coming in. You'd be like, I'm worth it.
Do you ever get ID'd and you just flick your fringe up?
I don't get ID'd anymore. I was out, so when I went back home for Christmas, there's a lad who's I'm mates with, who's 25, and he walked into this bar first, got ID'd, and then as I walked, we went,
Remember, we were out on my birthday. We went to walk into Lalligan's, and Ben got his ID out to show the fella. And yeah, as he got out, the fella was, go in.
That is rough.
Horrible, that isn't it? Proper horrible.
Before me beard, I used to get ID'd for like party poppers and home and bargain and everything. Lad, it was horrible.
I remember being like 17 in an Asda. And like when I was 17, I'm not messing, like I could have, like, well, to be fair, when I was 18, I was playing a 9-year-old in a play. Like, that's how younger looked. So I'm like 17, so like I'm looking.
Ben,
like,
when you edit there, I just put a with in between playing a 9-year-old. Playing with a 9-year-old in a play.
No, great play. But yeah, I went to buy The In-Betweeners 2, the second film on DVD, and a can of Red Bull. And I got to the front of the film, and the woman was like, have you got your ID? And I was like, well, no, because the films are 15, and this is a soft drink. I was like, so, no, I haven't. She went, you need to be at least 16 to buy the drink and 15 to buy the... I was like, I'm 17. She was like, "He's like, put them back." It's horrible, lad. It's horrible. I got knocked back in front of a girl once in a shop by ours for... what was it buying?
I saw an off shotgun and flip-flops.
So I went back and shot the crisp up, man. But no, yeah, I got knocked back for the Red
them
Bull.
Shandy jelly shandy. You can't have them, lad.
Yeah. It's a cola bottle, lad. I don't be anything now.
Bash shandy.
I'm glad, yeah, honestly. I've been ID for the stupidest shit, lad. Like, I remember the fella in the shop by ours who, I go to the shop all the time and he didn't ID me for ages, and I hadn't been in the shop for like 2 weeks, and I went back to buy a vape. And I was like, oh, is one of those, one of the E-Lux? And he was like, have you got your ID? I was like, how do you know who I am, lad? I was like, I'm in here like every other day. He was like, well, I'm not going to think it's on the accent then.
Why did you look at me?
It's your time. But yeah, that's fucking it.
I'd done that in work, right? I used to work with an Indian lad, right? Boss lad, Steve, his name is, but he looks, his nickname's Harvey because he looks like Harvey Price, right?
That is an unfortunate look.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. But his name's, I'm going to say his full name, his name's Steve. Boss lad.
That's a sick name.
Yeah.
That's
a cool name.
Sick name, yeah.
Maybe just bleep the rest of
I was going to say, yeah. I'll get Steve.
Another little word from one of the sponsors. Dan, who's the sponsor?
I'm glad you asked, Bob, because Gary was over there looking up. I'm awfully confused.
I was very confused.
Yeah, well, Gary, you'll be glad to know the sponsor. It's on your t-shirt.
Fucking hell, it is as well.
Technicals.
Technicals.
And if you're sitting there wondering over technicals, what are technicals? What do technicals do? See this t-shirt? They do this. Wow. Technicals are a sports and activewear brand that put a heavy focus on keeping their attire stylish, keeping it contemporary. So if you live an active lifestyle, but you don't want to dress like a geography teacher, head over to technicalsbrand.com and use code
Happening 20.
I'm glad you remember.
Now, of course you can buy the stuff in JD, but please don't do that. Please go onto the website. Help us out. Help you out. Get 20% off. Happening 20. Technicalsbrand.com. Boom.
Love ya.
So Steve's name was like this lad of work, right? And there was, you know, the Screwfix in Hunts Cross. The Screwfix in Hunts Cross, there was a food van that popped up. And it was the Taste of India. And one of the lads was like, ah, lad, it's your half, fella. Trying to be like moody with him. And he was like, yeah, I don't know what it is. I used to make the sickest scran ever.
Indian food's the nicest food in the world, lad. Indian takeaway.
What?
Tell them.
Tell them all about your scran.
You went what, sorry?
Went for my first Indian with Callum, 2 months ago? My first ever Indian.
What did you get?
Lambuna.
Prawn booner. Lambuna.
Bash.
Right,
but Robert threw me lips then.
It's your nan, is it?
Playing one, yeah.
Playing one?
Yeah, the...
He's got his playing as his guy.
Yeah, got me nan's Indian. Yeah.
So... Is Indian cuisine like over here in a restaurant?
Indiana Jones.
Da 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 da. Da da da.
Is it the same as like legit Indian cuisine, or is it changed for like half fucking taste buds? Well,
I only know like the English style one. Yeah. But like I was chatting to an Indian fella, and he was saying like all like the curry dishes you get here are basically done just for. Like they're like westernized, so like in India, it's just all like bhajis and like samosas and papadum. Like that's what they have. They don't have like kormas and stuff. Like a korma's British anyway, isn't it? Yeah, like there was like a British guy who made it.
I wonder if buttermilk chicken, like a buttermilk chicken curry, is an actual Indian dish because I'm starving. Curry. Mm. Oh, no, I got a curry now. Chemos.
Scram one.
Chemos. Oh. Talking about cancer. Chemos.
Lads, have you ever been to chemos?
What just happened then?
Have you never heard of chemos?
Yeah, but where did the cancer
what do you get when you have cancer?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Have you never been to chemos though?
I have, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we like the chicken kebab half and half, right? And we recorded early when we were going to London. Mm. So we said, let's get a chemos before we get on the train. We said to Ben, come on, Ben. Business expense, let's go to chemos. And Ben was like, I don't want a kebab, it's only 11 o'clock. I'll get a breakfast.
Sure.
And he got him a breakfast, right? And it was like, fucking.
You're all eating kebabs at
like 10. It was like halal fucking pork flip flops and everything. So they were like fucking dinosaur rashes and everything, yeah. Because it was like a Moroccan place or something. And he was just persevering and going,
he was eating like turkey bacon at like 11 o'clock in the morning. No, I'm sure it was beef bacon, you know. And he's eating there, like, what's the breakfast? And he's going, it's really nice. It's actually really nice.
But we sat at a dead low down table on these little mad couches, and Ben was just like that.
It looked like, imagine if you got on like a little bike with stabilizers now and you're sitting like that. That's what it looked like. Welcome, I love taking Ben to like normal size places, because he just looks so big. Like if you ever walk past a mannequin with Ben, it's amazing. Like, have you seen in Little Britain, you know, the write the theme tune, sing the theme, when he passes him the coffee and it's in like a massive, and then it's dead little. That's what it's like. That's what it reminds me of. I love
them ones on like fucking TikTok and Instagram, where like a little person are like fucking run and dive off a jetty. And then they just dropped in his cup of tea or something.
Yeah. Like the shop put one.
Yeah.
All about the pizza.
Yeah.
You feel bad laughing, but it's funny as fuck.
Never feel bad laughing, lad. If you laugh, you laugh. Lad. It is what it is.
Danny?
Right there. You can have a green one. I've been playing a bit of darts lately, actually. Sorry, guys. Can you be nice? Really tall people fascinate me, though. Like people who are like 6'3", 6'4" plus.
Is that really tall, though?
Well, it is to me.
What are you coming in at?
6'4".
I'm coming in at like a ready, steady 5'11". When I've got shoes on, I'm 6 foot. So
yeah.
6 foot.
Oh, I'm big.
I think I'm 6'4".
I thought you were. It's mad, innit?
I thought you were lower than that.
No,
I thought he was bigger because I see fellas who are 6 foot and I go, oh, yeah, 6 foot's not that big, and then like an inch. It's not a lot.
Is that an inch? Whoa! Is that an inch?
That's an inch.
Massive.
Do you mean that's an inch?
That's a 15. That's a 6-inch room.
Yeah, but I was an office.
And I'm not that. I'm probably 3 with 4 inches of foreskin.
Yeah. It looks like half a dozen sausage.
Foreskin's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, why is the foreskin?
Your dick looks like Kenny off South Park.
What is foreskin for? Is it to protect the fucking helmet?
Maybe it's just like to keep it warm and keep it cozy.
What is
it? I don't know.
Like, it must be like a proper, like a primal thing.
Do you reckon you still get smegma if you don't have foreskin?
The function of the foreskin include protecting the head of the penis and contributing to sexual...
No, you don't mean them. Do you reckon you still get smegma if you don't have foreskin? Like, you know, if you haven't had a shower,
I don't think you get as much. If you didn't wash, you'd get a build-up of, like, cottage cheese and all that stuff.
Yeah, but would you, though? Because surely that only appears because it gets, like, too trapped in the foreskin. It's got a way to go. If you're circumcised, would you still get foreskin? Would you still get fucking...
Yeah, because it just dribbles and then just goes away, doesn't it? When you come, like, if you got foreskin, it'll hide behind it as well.
Is that what speck is? Cool.
No, it's just a build-up of all. I think it's a build-up of, like, sweat and stuff. I don't actually know what it is. I'm speaking about it like I'm on it. But I don't know, but I'm just thinking, like, Gary, Google it.
What's smeg?
What's a smeg?
No,
I want to tell me it's a fridge.
It's a brand new Bluetooth kettle. Boil it before you get in and there.
It's smegma, isn't it?
Yeah.
Smegma.
What is smegma?
Yeah, it's mad for.
Smegma is a combination of shed skin cells, skin oils, and moisture. It occurs in both male and female mammalian genitalia. In females, it collects around the clitoris.
Imagine having clit smeg, lads. Imagine having a proper clit smeg.
You've been eating goat cheese.
Oh my god.
And it collects around the clitoris and in the folds of the labia minora. In male, smegma collects under the foreskin.
What's a clitoris?
It is.
And where is that?
Roughly where do we find it?
Clitoris is. Isn't your fucking.
It's just like it's like the lady bullet.
Yeah, but no, sorry, I was getting confused. I was gonna say your bollocks are your ovaries dropped into balls, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The clit's basically just like.
So every human who is conceived, so a male has an X and Y chromosome. And a woman has A woman is an XX chromosome and a male is XY chromosome. Oh, okay. So every fetus is fertilized as a female, hence why everyone has nipples. Because that's one of the first things that develops on a fetus. So then your nipples and your ovaries or testicles are the first things to develop. Then when your genes take over and determine if you're a boy or a girl, if you determine you're a boy, your ovaries drop into your testicles.
Not if you wear trackies, though.
You just bush.
But no, yeah.
Science lesson!
That's what it is. So you know, like those little things that the birds have got in them? Like, and like, do you look like little balls and they keep all the eggs? That's just our bollocks, but like ours come down into a little bag. So I think that's unnecessary, though. I don't think we need to have balls hanging down.
They tuck in, don't they, when it's cold?
Yeah, but like, why can't ours just be up here? Like,
can't be too hot.
They're funny, though, aren't they?
He kills sperm. Yeah. That's why, like, the two jobs that have the highest infertility rate, or whatever you say, is like bus drivers and taxi drivers, because they're sat on their ass for fucking prolonged periods, warming the bollocks up. So they're heavily infertile.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and the fat and play darts, so.
Yeah. Sometimes I love having balls, though.
Yeah.
I don't think,
I had mine chopped, didn't I?
I
had a vasectomy.
I don't love having them because of the whole reproductive thing. Sometimes it's just nice to just hold them,
and
just roll them around a little bit.
The baby's and ignore 18 the lumps. Months, and he's obsessed with his fucking Joey and his junk now. Like, he just puts his hand down, his nappy, and holds his bollocks all the time.
Man, he'll do that for the rest of his life. He'll do that for the rest of his days. There's nothing more fun. Like, when you're sitting, you know, you're waiting for the game of FIFA to start, and you're just like, I'll just have a little.
I lost the ball once.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You know when you just feel?
Yeah, it's got off.
Lying down, it got off.
Yeah. Did it go up into your groin
inside,
a little bit?
Yeah.
You got like, whoop, pop it back out.
Scatty.
Has anyone ever had that? Like,
it's like when you put a new screen protector on your phone, you get an air bubble, you like push it out, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to go to the market and get some Indian for to push it.
you got a credit card there, lads. Sorry, Ben, I jumped in.
Come on, what are you saying? What are you saying, your hairline? What?
He just got his fringe with a credit card.
Like, they don't have that testicular torsion where they like get like that.
That happens to one of my brother's mates.
You cross over.
Really, yeah. You can cross over, you can lose your bollocks.
Because like, the little tubes are attached to, if those tubes cross over and get stuck,
kills them.
It can fuck your balls up.
Apparently it's like the worst pain you can have.
Yeah, it's got to be up there, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But was it your mate said when it happened?
And he found out his half fella been bumming him overnight. Just on him.
Yeah, if you leave it too long, it can kill you.
Kill you?
Yeah.
Oh. Why sepsis?
I don't know. It can kill you. I don't know what the process is. I don't know how it goes out as business, but it can.
Oh,
and very often does.
The vasectomy was horrible. Like, obviously, none of you have got children that you know of, but don't have a vasectomy. Just don't do it.
Why? What's like the effects of it on you?
No more cummy cum. Do you not cum properly?
I don't know. I cum fine. Like, the wallpaper pasters there. There's just no kids there. So what happens is, the male anatomy is you produce semen, right? Which is the liquid that carries the sperm. So when you ejaculate, the liquid is semen and the sperm is fucking white bits inside of it. So you still produce the semen. It's just there's no baby makers in there. So you're still
personal question, but like when you be bussing nuts now, is it more clear than it was?
To be honest, I've not looked, so I don't know.
I'd have to.
But
still taste the same, yeah.
That'd be the first thing I'd do, is that to have a look. Know what I hate, like, you know, when you're having a wank and, like, you're in bed sometimes, and, like, say you're having, like, come for a few days, and then, like, you get that little, like, ocean spray on your face. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Have you ever had the dead thick one?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Slap
you. Yeah,
it's like, proper it's like pause
one of,
break
it
on your
feels
face.
Like, it feels like one of the hands you'd get out and you'd stick it's horrible.
Do you remember the little aliens you could get?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you used to love them aliens. They make babies and that.
That was a lie. That was the amount of them that I bought expecting to miraculously reproduce, and it never happened. But you always knew someone who had whose brother had loads, and he fuck you, lad.
Did you see the marks on the ceilings? Do you ever just fucking lacerate it?
Leave a little.
When you think about it now, right? When you think about it, they're just abortions and eggs. Oh. That's all they look like. It's just like a little dead fetus and loads of jelly.
I mean.
Google abortion now.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not having that on my search history.
Your search history.
I'm on the Wi-Fi in here.
It's like, what is smegma? Why do we have foreskin? Then it's like child porn, abortion. The third one's his own personal choice. That's nothing to do with us, but that's just Gary for you.
I'm on a clean internet, so it won't search it. So I just typed in dead babies. I'm definitely getting arrested.
Why would you?
Balloon art, balloon dart, ballon dart, abortion evidence, dead baby.
What do you mean abortion evidence? Like, you're doubting that they're real? But like, before I believe in abortion, I need to see some hard proof.
Oh, I don't know about that. I typed in dead baby and I didn't get abortion. I just got loads of fucking.
Well, could you just Google dead baby? Have you ever Googled something before and then went, why did it show me the exact thing that I've just Googled? Imagine asking for directions and it's like, why did it show me where it is?
Go on shopping.
Go on Etsy, see if there are any little redecorated ones or something.
So my shopping, I've mentioned this a while back, I seen a video, some fella, and he's talking about like dating websites and how shit, yeah, and he went, all you need to do is go on Facebook Marketplace and search for wedding dresses. He went, because then you can see he's recently divorced and you can filter by size.
That's horrible.
Mate, do you ever go in the mirrors and that? When people are selling mirrors?
Lad, the pictures are hilarious.
There's a lad I work with, Ben Benedict. Who done that? Remember the Jesus photo?
Yeah, the Last Supper.
Yeah, he done the Last Supper photo. And his mate was selling wheels off his pedal bike, right? Like a fucking racing bike. So Benedict was like, I'm going to have his kegs off here. So he messaged him, was like, all right, lad, really interested, but I only want one wheel. He went, can I buy it off you? And he was like, yeah, sound. He went, but I seen an advert like this a few weeks back. I went, I just want to prove that it's legit. He went, can you take a picture of one wheel on its own next to a kitchen utensil of your choice? He's like, yeah, okay. So then, like, he sends him a picture back with, like, a spatula next to this wheel. And he's like, you call that a real kitchen utensil? He's like, what pathetic man are you? He's like, go and pick a real one. So he better got, like, a fucking tin opener or something, right? And then he's like, you could have got this off the internet. It's like, put it in the bath and like candles next to it and stuff. And he had them going for like three photos and then he couldn't hold it anymore. He's just like, sorry, lad, it was me. He lived with him, he's watching him go to the bathroom with his bike wheel.
Oh, mate, that's hilarious. I'm going to try and do that to somebody right now, you know, just for fun, lad.
Talking about like Facebook Marketplace and all that, have you seen about fucking the like, so if you sell online, like, on eBay or Vinted or anything. If you make a grand or more in a 12-month period, the website you're selling on have to submit all your data to the HMRC and you've got to fucking pay tax.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. Oh, what was that? But, like, if you're selling clobber, yeah, you've paid tax when you buy them clothes because exactly, there's tax on the shop.
Double tax,
and then you've got a double tax because you've got to fucking pay tax when you sell it on. Wrong that, innit?
Hmm.
Corruption.
I'll just look for wheelchairs on Facebook Marketplace. I'm going to narrow it down to just like near the searches, just because obviously, you know, for the sake of it, I want to make sure I'm getting a good conditioned and local wheelchair. Yeah, I like to locally source me wheelchairs. I don't like to buy commercial.
Nah.
Really, that's not really me.
That's what I like about you. I always say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks.
Honestly, Danny's, he's not commercial, John.
You know.
Pretty local. Local product.
You know, I'll only buy wheelchairs from farmers markets. What I've found lately, actually, when I've been in the market for a wheelchair, you know, if you go outside, like, cafes and that, people just leave them there.
That's where they grow them. Just help yourself.
I seen that the other day. It was like the most awkward video ever. You know, when you have them tiny little, like, lifts outside of, like, a museum and it goes down, like, just two steps for a wheelchair. some girl gets in this lift, like, the little glass ones, and she's in it going down like that. And you just see through the glass behind this wheelchair user just pull up and just waiting for the lift. She's like that in the lift with fully abled legs.
Oh, mate. When I went to Amsterdam last month and went into going, I'm walking past this shop right by the canal. And as I was walking past the shop, there was a fella in a wheelchair faced against the wall, facing it. Like, just while someone
left them past.
Someone just went in and just left them there. And I was like, there's a dead nice canal behind them.
And
I'm like,
oh, there's
so much shit going on behind. And he just parked up, like, facing this wall. I was like, oh. No one turned him. Everyone was just like, oh, yeah. Just put his hazards on and that is rough.
What's he done to them? Not like, he's got to have done something to them. You're in probably one of the best cities in the world and it's like, we're leaving you facing the wall. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to have done something to that person.
Yeah. Do you reckon there's any like group of mates who've got like a wheelchair friend and they're just being pissed off and just like tipped him up on his back on his chair or anything and just left him there?
I don't reckon you need to be pissed off to do that to your mate. I reckon if one of your mates in a wheelchair, you can do that just for fun and whatever you want.
When my ma broke her hip and she was in a wheelchair, I used to take the piss. I used to fucking rag it everywhere in that wheelchair and they give a whiplash. They're not shagging.
No. Because the way you were in the scene, you used to rag it everywhere.
Oh, she broke her hip.
Fucking slag. Take that chair, means you're not getting a good scene soon, do you?
I think it caused more damage because when she broke her hip, they put like 3 6-inch pins to hold the femur together.
But that big?
Yeah. And, like, I fucking took the business wheelchair just fucking everywhere in it. Like, just fucking, I was going to say you're smashing everywhere, but that's...
it takes them four corners to have to realise she's like, not on the chair.
Remember being, like, on the mousetrap in Gulliver's World when it gets to the edge, just goes, fuck off, and slams a little left turn and all.
But I remember going to Alton Towers years ago in the fucking... In the bumper cars. And lad nearly fucking some little fat dickhead in the one behind me. I'm not mentioning some little fat knobhead of a kid, lad. We were only in school as well.
Were you there?
Yeah.
I was only in that's actually how we met.
That'll be a beautiful moment that day. Let's do a podcast.
And I was in the no.
But while I was holding
them. Yeah. I've been like year 11.
Don't leave, Danny.
So I'm like, I'm dead little, my blazer's like four sizes too big. I'm fucking and he's hit right into the back of this bumper car and I weighed next to nothing and like I nearly went like I had all of the steering wheel and I've come like up and like back down and proper like swatted the head off the seat of this bumper car and everything. I haven't been on them since. I won't do it. Death traps. I'm trying to fuck up people on Marketplace that no one's taking the bait yet.
Well, yeah, my mates used to put my dogs on Gumtree just for a laugh. No, just for free. It's like a bulldog ready to collect for free and put my number on it. Just getting calls for days going, I'm waiting to collect your bulldog.
That's not what I used to do.
Ah, it's rough. We pulled it.
Rough.
Like that, like that, lad's dead.
Yeah.
You know, like then, like community, like fucking Facebook groups.
Yeah.
There was one. I've been kicked out of one. The Prescott online chat, being kicked out of it like fucking six or seven times. Cause I used to go on all the time and be like, me beagles got out in Prescott. I haven't seen them. And then there's like 30 people have come out looking for this dog.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I just send people on a wild beagle chase for about 2 hours. Like, someone just messaged me and said they think they've seen him by the Tesco. And then like, I'd get like 20 messages, we're all here now, we can't see no
I'm
beagle. Lad, it is hilarious, lad. It is the
that's
funniest.
Amazing.
Lad, I'm doing it right now.
I'm going to do it
from like outside the studio.
See if he'll turn up here.
Oh, man, we've just lost the Callum Oakley. He's around the Baltic area. Yeah. Honestly, man, it was fucking right. I found a singular bike wheel for 20 quid. Let's message this fella. Like, you've got me. You might need to be honest, I don't know how long we've been recording for, but how long have we done, yeah? 52. Say we've only got like another 10, 15 minutes of this episode before we do the Patreon one. You might need to subscribe to the Patreon to see the results of this. That's market for you now. You can have that. Oh, yeah, that's actually very true. I'm just messaging. I like the way, look, he's listed a single wheel, right? And for some reason felt the need to list more than one picture of it. like we know what it is. Is it that sweet? Like, nice one. Right, I've messaged him.
Bellum.
Has he got his number on it?
Yeah, just bell him up now.
Do you want to connect it to the broadcaster?
Do it.
Do you connect it to the so it comes on the yeah,
he hasn't left his number on him.
what picture are you gonna ask him for? I've seen this on a few adverts. I'm just gonna say,
is it still available? I'm like, could you just send me a picture of you sat next to it on the floor? Like, you know, like just so we can be sure.
How long's your hair? If you've got long hair, can you twine it through the spoke, please?
can you make a bob?
Say, can you get some rope or a chain and wear it as a medallion, please, for the photo?
Do you remember that Twitter account and it was just some fella putting stuff on his nan's head?
Oh, man, that was the funniest Twitter account. I'm sure that was in a wheelchair. Yeah. And there's like a block of cheese on an head or something. Man, hilarious.
The internet's bossing
me.
It's so funny.
The one that killed me, she was just sat there in a dressing gown with just an ironing board, just balancing on her head.
Is this still
the one? What was the other one? It was like 100 retweets, or I'll leave my nan trapped in here, and it's just a big bird cage.
I love the one you said about the mirrors. There's one, yeah. Someone's trying to sell a mirror on like marketplace, and she's took a picture of herself in the mirror, and then in the description it's like mirror for sale, this by this, blah blah blah. Sorry about that in the background. She was boiling, and it's just some fat naked woman on the couch. That big Nelly's dancing with her thighs, and that's like, sorry about me, Nan. She was roasting.
Big fucking dash around here.
God, it was disgusting. Like, I'm just trying to find stuff. Like,
Nelly's is a funny word.
Yeah,
for boobs.
Nelly's. I love it. Like, yeah. Nelly's, Chebs, Budoingers. You can get creative with it. Milkers, if you really want to go
talking
there.
Talking about like nicknames, like, I heard something I've never heard before in my life today. There's a fella at work, but he's from Cheshire. And we've got a seagull problem in work, right? Mm. And they attack you when you walk across the roof.
Oh, shit.
And he just went, no, this is horrible, aren't they? Just fucking sky scousers, he called them. He makes them just like, sky scousers.
Course on the roof.
So I don't know if someone with a bald head has violated these seagulls once, because when you walk across the roof, they nest up there.
Mm.
So they're a bit like, oh, the fuck are you doing, lad? I've got fucking babies here. And they like look a bit sketchy at you. If you put your white hard hat on, they just fucking dive at your head.
Good thing it's an egg.
Didn't think of that. I just thought some bald fella was fingering
it. Good thing it's the mothership of all seagull eggs. Yeah. Know what I mean? Straight at it. Oh, they fucking hate seagulls. I think the sooner the better those little demons go extinct. Honestly, they're fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible little bastards, lad. Lad, I just think the cheeky cunts, lad. Like, I think they are. Like you're just walking around, eating a scran, and they take it off you. And it's like, why, lad? What are seagulls meant to eat, lad? Because I don't think it's Greggs. Do you know what I mean? Like, at what point did they get a taste for it? At what point did they see me walking around with the burrito and go, belt it? Do you know what I mean?
Is he the one that goes in and like robs the crisp off the shelf?
And that was the Greggs in town, yeah. Right? Yeah.
He's like waiting at the fucking door and the door's open. He goes in, bag of crisp off the bottom shelf and comes out. And the woman's fuming, isn't she? She's right, like, yeah. Get the crisp off it! Get the crisp off it! Like, fucking leave it alone.
I've just seen someone
selling. If it can learn to open it itself.
Yeah. So. I've just seen someone selling one of them hoverboards, you know, with the wheelie either side. Yeah. Is this still available? They're like, yeah. I'd be like, could you send me a video? You're spinning round on it.
Yeah, what tricks can you do?
can you do an ollie?
do a handstand on it.
15 quid for a hoverboard though. You really not getting the better value hoverboard anywhere in the
if
world.
If someone asked me for an ollie on the hoverboard, I'd just shit on it.
They were like a proper phase then, weren't they?
Oh, well,
I never they were setting on fire, weren't they?
What?
Them hoverboards were like, when they first came out, they were setting on fire with people on them. I'm sure
they had to D2 spit them out. Just on fire.
Someone's nan just ablaze.
There was some, in my college, there was some little fat old caretaker. She was fat old, she was a caretaker. And there was this lad in my class, and he was one of them. Like, every time there was like a new phase or like a new little craze or something, he'd have it. Yeah. So like, he used to come into college with his fucking. Yeah, on his hoverboard and that with his backpack, and you're like, I just walk around, like, lift, you know what I mean? Yeah. like,
2 minutes late.
Stop bringing your fucking.
Yeah, getting class alien, yeah, nerd. Yeah,
let's take out of the car, scoot out the way there, like, fucking scooting through. And he said to this caretaker, and it was a shame, like, she was lovely. Mm. I'm saying was, like, she's dead, I don't know if she is or she isn't. But if she is, rest in peace. Yeah. And she was like, can I have a go with that? My grandson's got one of them, he loves it. And he was like,
have a go with this, then.
He went, yeah, go ahead, have a go. So we were all sat there, we were just sitting there stoned, and he was going, go ahead. And I was like, have a go, man. She was looking at him going,
have a go.
She gets on it, and it span like twice. She didn't step on it and then put her foot on. She stepped on it, it moved, she shit herself. She then, in a reaction anyway, put her foot on it, and it just went, whoop, whoop, and it just disappeared from under it. I have never seen someone land so flat, like, she just landed like.
Oh,
it was so. People
falling over is the funniest
it's
fucking
great,
thing.
I've got the kids on videos of people falling over. Like over Christmas, I was just putting YouTube compilations on of people falling over, netting themselves, and the boys are just pissed.
Well,
themselves.
Me and our Jack, when we were kids, were fucking like my mum and dad used to flip at us all the time because they got like, you know, when like, remember back in the day when you'd have like the family computer in the living room,
and
me and they go on it and the YouTube would be open and the search is the on YouTube be like fat kids falling downstairs, fat kids falling off trampolines, hamsters attacking fat kids. It's like the stupidest shit in the world, man. But there was this one video we used to watch all the time, and it was a compilation of cats attacking toddlers. Like the funniest thing, I'm not messing, right? Where you just get in like that. And for anybody who's watching this, right, please, please, please just go on YouTube and just search cats attacking kids. It is so funny. It is the fuck, because the kids don't know what to do. They're not always waiting for cat jumps. You go, what the fuck are you doing? Like, move, lad. Like, it's a kid. So the cat's like, and if it's a toddler, and like, so when the cat jumps, it's like not far off the same height as the fucking kid, and it's just through the air like that at this fucking baby. So the kid doesn't know what to do. So they just sort to cow it, and the cat's just fucking just on them. Lad, amazing.
Have you seen the video today of the Florida man who fucking attacks the judge?
Dives out.
He clears the desk and the monitors.
It was genuine. Because she denied his parole. I'm like, well, I wonder why. Do you know what I mean? The band's a danger to society.
He filled in by the two guys. Like, he's just swinging the gun.
He got some fucking distance on that jump, though. Like, credit where it's due.
Yeah.
It was like, do you remember that Michael Jordan dunk? Yeah. Like the famous one. It was like, man, he just took off, man.
Ben fell on Dudley Brothers.
Yeah. It was just proper out of shot, though. Like, it was just the judge and a just appeared out of nowhere.
Man, it was brilliant, man. It was so funny. It was so funny. You see the video over Christmas? I think it might have been from 2022, not 2023, but it resurfaced. Funny enough, it's a cat attacking somebody else. There's a fella unwrapping like a PS5 for Christmas. And like his bird bought him a PS5 and he's getting all excited. He's like, oh my God, oh my God. And then like, out of nowhere, a cat just runs. I'm gonna have to show you this. Then I'll send you the link to get the video. Please put it on the screen, or even cut the podcast and just insert the video. Right, like, it is so so funny. Cat Attacks own a PS4. Here we go. Look at this, lad. Look. Look how excited he gets, lad.
Oh my god.
Lad, I love it. There's nothing funnier than a cat attacking someone, lad. There's nothing funnier than it. Because it's like, it's not like a dog where, like, a dog could be playing and accidentally bite you.
Yeah.
Like, if a cat attacks you, it's just malicious.
Yeah,
wants to hurt you.
Yeah. I can't stand cats enough.
Oh, man, I love them. I think cats are the funniest animals in the world. No. Like, it's like, I'm sure Bill Bear does a bit similar to this. So but it's like, they go out all day. It might even be Joe Rogan or somebody like that. They do a bit about it. And, like, they go out all day and they just murder babies, lads. Like, they just, like, they take little baby birds or out of nests and just tear them to shreds in your front garden.
Yeah.
And then come in and just curl up on your knee for a cuddle. And there's something about that, lad, to me. I love that. It just shows anyone can change.
No, but anyone can, because Joe Rogan was talking about it. He moved house when they fucking moved to Texas or whatever. And the house, what they've got like a massive view, like the valley. He went, but they had this big wall that like fucking blocked the view. So he built a glass wall. So it was a perimeter, but he could see through it. He said, but the problem was, he said, because it was glass, wildlife couldn't see it. He went, so the amount of birds that fly into it and just splattered into this fucking glass wall. Yeah. He went, and we had chickens. He said, we've got chickens. He went, and we used to feed, what was he feeding? They had chickens and they had fucking another animal. And he said, and they were feeding like this animal, like dead mice and like dead birds. He went, and then fucking his daughter, I might be getting two stories mixed up here anyway, but he said about the fucking chickens, and he said he fed the chickens this like dead bird. He went, and the little fucking vicious dinosaurs, lad. He went, these chickens just maul these birds a bit. But the bit I'm trying to talk about, I've got two stories mixed up, is he's talking about people changing. He said he was feeding. He was like feeding. Yeah, he had like his daughters like fucking had these pets and were like obsessed with these little animals, and they like loved them, everything about them. And then as soon as one of them got sick, they were just like, let's feed it to the snake or whatever. And he was like, you just see me child change like that.
Yes.
It was this animal that they loved preciously for so long. And as soon as I got a bit ill, he was just like, let's fucking force feed the snake. Like,
I can't wait to have a kid me, you know, just to like watch a human happen. Like, because when you first get them, it's not quite a person, it's just some little thing that you've got to keep holding.
Do you want to see a picture of my youngest human today? He fell asleep standing up against the chair.
That's hilarious, lad.
That's so funny.
Like, I just can't wait to watch that transition. That's so cute.
That's cute.
That's so cute, lad. I just can't wait to watch that transition from like this little baby, and then you know when they start figuring out like things, and they're like, oh shit! Like, it's just like,
Do you know what the best thing about them is?
No, fight the cat.
The best thing about kids is when you crush the dreams, lad. It's boss, lad.
Like what? Like so what?
My 13-year-old daughter had a full gaming setup, right? Mm-hmm. And like the other day, she was just like, she loves Fortnite, and she was like, I want to be a professional gamer. And we watched the movie The Family Plan on Apple TV. Sick movie, by the way. And her son's a gamer on it. And she was like, I can do that. I was like, you can't. She was like, I can't. I was like, no, you can't.
But
like,
why can't she?
I was like, shit.
But you want to be a comedian?
I'm not saying...
That's like the same sort of level of dream, though, isn't it?
Do you know what?
I'm not saying you can't be a gamer because it's not a viable like career.
Oh, okay.
You've got to be good.
You haven't.
I went, you shit.
All you got to do is stream it.
Yeah, that's true.
And if people like you, if people like you, it doesn't matter how good you are. Yeah, fair enough. Then. Yeah, fuck her then.
So I was just like, she was like dead excited. I was like, you're not. She was like, no, but I was like, but you're not. So stop lying. And I just wound it up.
Do you know what, right? I think,
she's going to come home with dead birds, so she's molded.
You're going to do home in the car. You're going to like, where's the other kid? Where's the baby? She's like, don't check the patio.
We had a Jack Russell that used to just bring in fucking like pigeons and like fucking rats and mice and everything. And we had a calf lap for this Jack Russell in the kitchen, and it just come in and it was white. It looked like the HMV dog, right? It was white with a little patch. and then just have like red all over its face.
Yes.
And it's like dead birds in the kitchen. I'm like, look what I've brought you. And I was like,
is that like a sign of like,
it is with cats.
Yeah,
cats do it. It's like, they bring it, they're like, oh, like, yeah, because they eat it, so they see it as them like bringing you something. Like, there you go. But I think if your dog's doing it, it's a bit of a fucked up dog. That,
I've never heard
of a dog bringing me a dead baby and me, like, eh?
I do it with the kids. I'm like, half a chicken breast and bring it into the pit like that.
But I remember the most, one of the most disgusting things, like, even remembering it still turns me stomach, right? It, like, so. One of my dad's mates used to live literally around the corner from us. They'd take our two dogs that we used to have and his two dogs that he used to have out for a walk every night. And where they'd take them, it was like there was loads of rabbits. And like in the summer, rabbits get this thing called, like, I think it's like mix of
AIDS.
Basically, like, it's like this illness that breaks out. Yeah. And like some councils put like rabies. A rabbit infected with it out intentionally to keep the population of rabbits down so you don't get too much in the spring and shit like that. So there's just dead rabbits everywhere. And like my dad's mate's dogs were like little border terriers, like little hunting dogs. They didn't get used for hunting, so they'd been separated from them instincts for years. And it's seen this little like struggling rabbit like on the floor, and you've just seen the dog just like it's like everything come rushing back to it. It was like wriggled out of its little harness and everything, and like ran at this rabbit and just going, and you wait like, I'm not messing. The most disgusting.
That was great.
The most disgusting. Thanks. The most disgusting. Like you heard the rabbit's back break. It was like a deep click.
How are you when you watch UFC though? So say there's like a bad leg break and it shows all the replays.
Knocks me sick.
Does it?
Knocks me sick.
I love stuff like that, you know.
See, I like it.
You're okay, you're
I like it. It's gory.
I love it.
I like it because it's gory. But say we're watching UFC and like someone's being like the face is all cut up and there's blood everywhere. It doesn't bother me. But as soon as I see a bone break.
That Conor one when he took a step back and his leg.
That was horrible. That was horrible. Man. I was watching that with you and I didn't notice it at first. I thought he'd just been clipped and got knocked down, and then he was like, I'm sure his ankle just went then.
Yeah,
so. I fucking seen one the other day and it's got me pure hard, la. Some fella on a skateboard, right? Fucking, I don't do skateboards, so I don't know the terminology, but like fucking jumps and like grinds down this rail and then he slips off the skateboard. Yeah. No, but then there's like a grid hole and his leg goes down the grid hole, but his. Like there's momentum and his inertia takes his body forward and his leg just snaps in the hole and I'm just like, I love all
there's
that.
So many of them. There's so many of them and it's disgusting.
I'm weird, you know. I love seeing people hurt themselves. If any of the kids in ours hurt themselves, my bird's instinct is to go, I'm like, oh, you're okay, babe? Oh, babe, you're all right. And I just laugh at them or tell them off for what they've done. And I go, well, you're a dickhead for fucking doing a handstand on the stairs, aren't you? She's like, the baby's crying, his face is bleeding, just holding like that.
Yeah, like, well, then you should be better at gymnastics at this age.
Yeah.
right, question for you then, right? As a father.
As a father.
And a rather experienced one at that.
Thanks.
Let's say, because obviously you can't, you can't genuinely crush your kid. Like, if your kid's excited about a dream or something, you've got to be encouraging to them.
Obviously.
But, like, what do you reckon, like, the cut-off is? Like, is there anything that you kick off? I'm going to do this for you.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Can I keep that in?
Yeah, just that plan.
So funny.
Robert so caught me off guard, that one. but serious though, like, is there...
It was just there, it was just not tapping, man.
is there anything your kid could come on to be like, oh, Dad, look, I think I want to do this, or I think I want to be this, or would you be like, all right?
I don't know, because, like, growing up, when I wanted to have, not that I wanted to have kids, but, like, when you talk about having children, I was, like, footy mad as a kid, so I was like, well, when I have boys, I'm going to get them into football teams, I'm going to be playing with them in the fucking garden constantly, and, like, I'm not arsed, I've never forced football on any of the boys at all. When I'm watching the match, they're a fucking hindrance, and they do me head in, because they're asking questions, I'm like, go to your room and play on your Xbox, or whatever, watch the match in peace.
Yeah, fuck.
So I've never forced it on them, so I said this to Lila, like, I know it's a bit Alice. Lala's not the sharpest tool in the shed. She's not. And I just said, but as long as you just fucking try your best at everything in life, that's all I can ask of you. Yeah. I'm not asked whether you come home and say, I want to work in Greg's. Or
what if she tries her best at being a paedophile?
If she's a fucking female paedophile, I'm fucking good on it.
Yeah.
As long as she's good at it as well.
Yeah, if she's dead hard and she's sick at it, then can't.
And she's happy.
Yeah. I think that's where you draw the line. If you're a paedophile, I couldn't accept that.
Yeah, no, of course. But, like,
like no! I know.
I don't think there is any. And it's hard because they're all at different stages in their life. So like, Lila's 13. So she's a fucking, she's a teenager now. And she's starting to query, like, life and what you can do as a career and stuff. But she's not really fucking up to speed with everything. Lennon still thinks he's going to be a fucking astronaut. And Archie's just... Archie's intelligence. He's the one who's diagnosed autism.
That's no wonder he's fucking intelligent.
Yeah,
then.
And he...
That's like, the one who falls asleep on the couch?
No, that's the baby. That's how it's us.
He's got no chance in,
but... Yeah, no, that's not... that's how big his... I've seen how big his head is. Yeah. Like his head, like... It's like on the 99th centile for head sizes. Yeah. Like, it's a massive.
Was
head.
That him stood up then? It was just his head weighing
yeah.
down.
Yeah,
it was
yeah, weighing yeah, down, yeah. Funny yeah. Fucking weeble wobble, we all fall down there. But I dropped him off the couch and he fractured the skull, actually.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, remember that.
What
yeah,
a good job.
Big swollen head. Liverpool scored and I went, yeah! And I looked, he was on the floor. And he was asleep as well. Just fucking knocked him off.
No, at least no, he slept.
He rolled off the couch, I'm joking. But when we told the doctors, like, hand on heart, right? He fell asleep next to me. The mattress on. He fell asleep next to me, and his blanket was over there. And I was like, I'll get his blanket. And I turned around, and I was there, fucking. The noise was disgusting, right? Lad, it was like a glass jar in the floor, and I was like, but it was a carpet.
That
as
little
well.
Break.
Dink, yeah. And I was like, that wasn't right. I have got four kids. I've dropped loads of them. And quite hardy. He survived.
Okay, get cheeky on dropping
so,
the kid.
Yeah, so he cried. I was like, oh shit. I was like, that sound wasn't right.
Let me try again. Yeah. I know that will be okay. Yeah, believe it.
It's like a lid on the Isle of Metal Oasis bottles. And like he was crying. My babe was upstairs. And I was like, Harry, he fell off the couch, banged his head. And I was like, he stopped crying. But he wanted to go back to sleep. And then I was like, oh, well, you can't let him go to sleep because of concussion. Because of concussion. I was like, got to keep him awake. And he was fine. He was sound. Mm. He was back to his normal self. He was eating, he was drinking, he was playing and all that. And I was like, sweet. Mm. And woke up the next morning and his head was just like a layer of jelly. You touched it. It was just like soft. And I was like, that's not right. Yeah. So I took him to the hospital and he had a fracture and it bled out in between his skull and his...
Look, he didn't go the other way.
Yeah, it bled out between his skull and his skin. So he just had a pool of blood on his head that was soft.
If I went the other way in, lad, yeah, game over.
I know.
Curtains.
So they were like, you sure you dropped him? Because that's a bad break. I was like, it's bad enough me telling you to drop me kid off the couch. Yeah, what you think of the fucking walls of Jericho? Yeah,
bad enough telling you to drop him. I pushed him down the stairs.
Yeah. Not
like, at least I meant that.
Yeah no. That's a shit excuse.
He was asking questions while the match was on. So I had to bang him up.
But Archie, I was saying about Archie being autistic. He's the 9-year-old. He's a lad. He's got a scary knowledge for flags. That's his thing. Like, you show him any flag, he'll tell you what it is. Yeah. If you just name him like a colour combination of flags, he'll tell you what they are.
Right,
you say like, what three flags are like, what's the word I'm looking for? Conventionally fucking rectangle.
Yeah.
And he names a few countries and he knows populations. He's fucking scatty.
I've got a cousin who's autistic, a boss kid, like proper, like dead intelligent with everything. And he's the same, lad. Like flags and like I remember being in my nan's.
And then they can't wipe their own ass, shit, like wiping a 10-year-old.
I haven't been there for that.
Poo, it's horrible.
You should say the bum all looks like the Japan flag, then he'll then he'll Yes!
I'm gonna try that.
Love that.
That's it.
I love it. Right, anyway, right, we'll cut this one short. We'll not cut it short, we're gonna finish the episode. It's been gone for like an hour and 20 minutes. Roughly. And then we're gonna get into the Patreon one. So if you're not on the Patreon, we'll see you over there. If you're not, the link's in the description. Get on it. Fucking now. Or Gary, go drop your kids. Good to see you. Thank you guys always for watching. Thank you, Callum, for coming down. Ben, thank you for jumping on. We'll see you in the next one. Ta-da. Love you. Mwah. Mwah.